friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Couple celebrates 70 years of marriage with bride wearing her original wedding dress. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One couple celebrates 70 years of marriage and has a heartwarming photo shoot where the bride wears her original dress to commemorate the amazing milestone. Nancy Lubbers is 87 years old, and her husband Melvin is 91 years old. The pair are teenage sweethearts and met at a skating rink when Nancy was only 16 years old. In 1952, the couple had a church wedding, and Nancy wore a dress that she bought for $35. On their 70th wedding anniversary, their youngest granddaughter, Anna, wanted to take pictures of her grandparents with Nancy in her wedding dress. How special! "My grandparents only have a couple of photos from their wedding day," Anna said. "I came up with the idea to take photos of Grandma in her dress, and then my mom, Melissa, found Grandpa's Korean War army suit for him to wear." And Nancy thought it was a great idea and loved being able to put her wedding dress on for the occasion. "My dress was something special and I loved it, so I just preserved it and kept it all these years," she shared. "It felt really good to wear it again, and we had fun reminiscing about our wedding day, and the photo shoot was also a lot of fun." "Oh boy, that certainly brought back some good memories," Melvin said. The couple live in South Dakota and have 5 children, 12 grandchildren, and 21 great-grandchildren together. And when it comes to the secret to their long and happy marriage, here is what the lovebirds said. "You won't always agree. Sometimes you have a disagreement. But when you have one of those, you sit down and talk about it and come up with an answer. And once it's resolved, don't bring it back up," Melvin shared. "Always respect each other, even when you don't agree," Nancy added. "Just make the best of your life." What a beautiful couple, and how wonderful it is that they have these sweet pictures of them to celebrate 70 years of marriage. Grandma shows incredible compassion for a man who took her car, then died after crashing it. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A man beat up 72-year-old Charlene Hernandez and then stole Grandma's car at a gas station in San Antonio. But when the woman later found out her attacker died in a wreck following the carjacking, her reaction to the news stunned everyone. Charlene Hernandez has a special routine. Each day, the 72-year-old stops at the Shell gas station in San Antonio for a Diet Coke. But on one particular day, something awful happened. As Charlene got out of her vehicle to head inside, a man grabbed her. He hit the poor woman several times in the face and took her car keys. And though several Good Samaritans jumped in to help, the man still managed to get away with the grandma's car. Poor Charlene was pretty beat up after the carjacking, but the man who stole grandma's car didn't exactly ride off into the sunset. He ended up in a car crash that took his life. But Charlene didn't react the way most people expected. The news brought the sweet lady no satisfaction at all, and she showed compassion where many wouldn't. "There's a lot of people who would say what goes around comes around, karma," she explained. "I did not think that. The only thing I got was really sad because he had died." Some may feel the car thief got what he deserved, and a look at the bruises covering poor Charlene's face certainly make it hard to feel any sympathy for the man. But despite his evil actions, this kind lady aimed no ill will at her attacker. "Now granted, he had hurt me, but the Lord saw fit to take him out of his misery," she said. Not only did the awful run-in with the carjacker who stole Grandma's car leave Charlene traumatized, but it also left her without a vehicle. The 72-year-old still works to support herself and her husband, and the incident left her with no transportation to get her to and from her job each day. I realized I don't have a car, Charlene lamented. I just don't want to quit working. And so I've got to somehow get another car, and that takes money. So I've got to figure out what to do. However, as the news of what happened to Charlene Hernandez got out, folks from all over wanted to help. Charlene's granddaughter started a GoFundMe page, setting a goal of $5,000. However, donations quickly poured in and exceeded the targeted amount. In just a matter of days, the kindness of strangers raised more than $30,000 for the grandma. What a blessing for the 72-year-old woman who went through such a terrible experience. While many would have wished bad on the man who stole the grandma's car, Charlene reminded us not to combat evil with more evil, but rather to overcome evil with good. Don't seek revenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to God's wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance belongs to me. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hurting, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Romans 12, 19 through 21.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.